I don't know about you, but I just can't get enough of these calls to reopen the Clinton email investigations. If lying Hillary hadn't used a private server back when she was Secretary of State and letting the Libyan ambassador be killed, poor Mr. Trump wouldn't be under a cloud of suspicion right now by those despicable and petty Democrats. If she'd been locked up, we could move on to issues that need to be addressed in America the Great 2019. But no. Instead, we have the controversy of whether or not our great leader was guilty of obstruction of justice when, as we all know, he can't be guilty of a crime to hide his guilt if there was no guilt to begin with. Elementary, Watson. Catch 22. And how about Whitewater while we're at it? The woman killed Vince Foster. Everybody knows it, but we let her get away with it. Justice for all? Pretty obviously, we need to go back and dig a little deeper. Bodies are decomposing from Arkansas to D.C. You know it, I know it, the Republicans know it, everybody but those obsessed Democratic donkeys know it. It's a disgrace is what it is, a national embarrassment. Thank God for Lindsey Graham is all I can say, a veritable profile in courage, both faces. The senator is properly outraged. While his fellow senators call for Barr to resign, Graham called for investigation into those investigators of the investigations of Clinton. Triple jeopardy be damned. Something fishy in Denmark, he thinks. Me thinks I smell rot, too. These are partisan times, no doubt, but in the heartland where hard-working Americans yearn to raise their families, keep their manufacturing jobs, heat with coal, and go to church to worship their Christian God, they don't want to hear about their president being badgered and baited. They want to know why their government isn't getting to the bottom of this Hillary scandal. If it takes another investigation, well, sir, let's have another investigation. And if that one doesn't turn up some bones and bits of rotten flesh, by God, let's get ourselves another shovel and let Mr. Trump do his job. We got ours.